This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
At the restaurant Sunday in Brooklyn, something is missing. You won't find any plastic straws. These colorful straws are actually made out of thick, durable paper. Owner Todd Anani says he banned plastic ones for environmental reasons.
From time to time, you know, people do want that plastic straw. Again, once we tell them the why behind it, I think they change their mind a bit.
I'm sure a lot of restaurant owners, like that one guy you just heard from a Miami restaurant, are crying right now knowing what Trump plans to do this week, which, by the way, I think will be one of the best executive orders that he signs, and that is getting rid of what the Biden administration put in place last July. So this just happened, where they were trying to phase out the use of those single-use plastic straws, and they said, you know, you really need to switch to paper because that helps with climate change, which they are deathly afraid of. It helps the marine life, all of these things. And thankfully, Trump sees that those are nonsense, and he posted on Truth Social saying, I'll be signing an executive order next week ending the ridiculous push for paper straws, which don't work. Back to plastic.
Yes. Good for him.
It's not just that they're disgusting and basically melt in your mouth and dissolve and get all soggy and gross. But if you Google even this, because if you, by the way, like if you're just Googling for information like about, like you Google the COVID vaccine, okay, you're not, what you initially find on Google is not going to likely be legitimate information. You really have to dig to get the other side that's not just from, in this case, Big Pharma.
Right.
But if you Google about,
ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
These paper straws, they'll talk about how, oh yeah, there's this environmental benefit, but they also talk about how there are chemical concerns that some of these paper straws contain chemicals in their coating, which could potentially get into the drinks and raise health concerns. And then they're also saying there's a production impact, that while paper is considered a renewable resource, the process of manufacturing that paper can still have environmental impacts like deforestation, water pollution, all those things. So I did find it interesting that even Google is acknowledging, okay, you know, yeah, this whole notion of the paper straws are the best thing ever, that they too have drawbacks.
Because, of course, you package them in a plastic sealed tube, right? I mean, that's how you get your straws. The paper straws at restaurants that they were giving you, where it came in a piece of plastic that you had to tear off and throw away anyway. I mean, it's silly season. Maybe with all that nonsense, they'll bring back straws at the zoo.
Yeah, I do not like that. I didn't know that until I went there. I guess it would have been last summer or over the fall. And
I guess they're afraid that if they dared to let a straw out of there, it would end up in one of the enclosures of one of the animals or something.
I asked somebody who worked there, and they said there was an incident there apparently with one of the animals that either died or nearly died because of one of the straws, I guess. And they said that's what caused them to basically ban straws altogether. Like, they don't even do the paper straws.
Well, maybe that's a better excuse than saving the environment.
So several states have already banned these plastic straws. California, Maine, New York, Oregon, Washington, for example, have already said no. You've seen this push from restaurants. I'm sure there's some restaurants here in the St. Louis area where you will not find a plastic straw. I don't like that. And it's one of those things where you can ask for the normal plastic straw, but you just can see through their eyes, they're judging you. Like, oh, okay, so you care about your plastic straw more than you do the environment and the animals? And I want to be like, yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Of course I care about animals. I care about the environment.
I have a dog.
But it doesn't mean that I can't have a plastic straw. They act like it's like the COVID. I go back to the COVID thing. It's like, well, you're a grandma killer if you don't get the COVID shot. It's like, you clearly hate animals and you clearly hate the environment if you dare drink out of a plastic straw.
Since you brought all this up, I'll bring this up. I got a notification. I got a notification this week, and I called them on Friday, that the city of O'Fallon is going back to single stream recycling. They haven't had it in a while, and my guess is the number of people recycling dropped off significantly because we moved into this new house, new to us house, and we had a recycle bin. It was already there, so we started using it. But if you put one wrong thing in it, they wouldn't take it. And then you were having to dig through the trash and get out what it is they don't want in there. And it just came to be such a pain in my rear end, I just canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, it's free. I'm like, I don't care if it's free. I'm not gonna go to the trouble of doing that if you're going to not empty it. So what you'll get in there as a result of that is more stuff in the landfill, because I'm just not going to go to all that trouble. And now they're reinstituting single stream recycling.
Well, here's the thing. Even a number of communities, by the way, in the St. Charles County area, but everywhere, they make it very difficult. I mean, that was the same case with my parents' house. Like, no one on that street recycles because they just make it. It's, I don't even know if it's free there, but they just make it so incredibly difficult. And I grew up recycling, but even, and I talked about this for a previous Kim on a Whim, maybe a year ago at this point, but even CBS News did this really big report about how recycling is not what they make it out to be.
No,
that
not
there's
anymore.
So much that they claim that can be recycled and it really can't. I'm not saying don't recycle at all. That's not what I'm trying to insinuate, but it's just not what they make it out to be. And that seems deceiving to me.
Well, there was a time when they were recycling this stuff, and actually there was a market for it. China would buy it, a lot of these recyclables, and then they stopped buying it. And so, therefore, single-stream recycling requires a lot of man-hours because you got to hire somebody to separate all that stuff out into different piles once it gets to the recycling center. And because they were no longer making money on it, then, therefore, they didn't want to do it anymore, and I guess you can't blame them for that. So I don't know what spurred this change in O'Fallon's policy, for example, but I'll entertain getting a recycling bin again if it's single stream recycling.
Mm-hmm. Do people even realize that you can't recycle a pizza box? Because
apparently
it has
not.
All
no, the, they don't.
And if you throw it in there, they were going through our garbage. They would open up the lid and look, and if there was a piece of cardboard in there, they'd close the lid and
move on. No, but you could recycle cardboard. I thought it was because of the food, all the gunk from the pizza. So if you had like a frozen pizza that didn't have any of that, you'd be fine. But let's say you ordered Domino's or Pizza Hut. Yeah, like you said, all the cheese and stuff, the oils, that's why you can't recycle that.
Yeah.
There's just so many nuances in it. And
Carl, what's your one thing?
You know,
showing up when the company wants us to.
Our company started a policy around COVID, back during COVID, called What's Your One Thing? And as a result of that policy, they want to know what's your one thing you're doing for the environment. They got rid of all of the plastic utensils and all of the paper plates and all that stuff out of our kitchen area and replaced it all with glassware in the middle of COVID. Like at a time when you don't want to be reusing a glass the other person drank from potentially. But recently our dishwasher died and it took him a couple days to replace it. And they had to go out and buy like all plasticware and paper plates and all of that stuff again. And hopefully it stays that way.
It's been nice having the plastic stuff.
It has been nice having that back. But that's when it goes a little bit too far. The good intentions go a little bit too far there sometimes. I'm glad that's over. That's a good point. Let's all go buy some plastic straws. My wife has very sensitive teeth. So she uses a straw to get the liquid, hot or cold, past her teeth into her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got to the point where those paper straws will disintegrate after a while.
Right.
She just carries a plastic, like a rubber.
Reusable
straw.
Right, like a metal straw that you have a little plastic top on. Huh. I think a lot of people do that because I know a number of girls in particular who will drink coffee, like hot, which I find this weird, but they'll drink hot coffee with a straw because they don't want it to stain their teeth. And so.
Oh.
That's one thing. They'll do like a smoothie, something like that, you know.
Or ruin their lipstick.
Or I guess.
Maybe that's.
I haven't worn lipstick in quite some time, but yes, that's true. It would also be because of lipstick concerns.
Get more at 971talk.com.